Hi, and welcome to Journeyers Podcast. I'm your host, Susan Clark, and I'll bring you guests who have stories and tools to share with you discussing resilience, authenticity, and the freedom that those things brought them. Let's get started. Hi, guys. So we had unknown technical issues, so I apologize for some weirdness on this podcast, but here we go. Today, I have Ashley on. And Ashley is joining us. Ashley, where are you? I know you just moved.
I just moved, yeah.
When we were in the middle of setting this up. So where are you geographically right now?
So I am in this like dingy little town called Fort Kent. It's in northern Alberta, Canada.
Okay. So Ashley is joining us from Canada, which we... if anybody who knows me knows that I just have a special place in my heart for Canada. I worked with hockey when I was in college and got to know a lot of great Canadian guy hockey players. But I grew up watching Degrassi and just loving Canada. So
I love that.
So Ashley combines just a unique blend of Kundalini yoga and transformational mindset coaching in her work with visionary leaders to help harness their energy so that they can show up as the most purposeful and powerful version of themselves in all areas of their life. Okay, Ashley, first of all, I love that description of what you do. And just in talking to you and following you on Facebook, that's totally what you do. and so, you know, those words are spot on. But also, I just think that what you do is really powerful and important work. We have to have leaders, doing those things, and we can't step into that. Leaders aren't able to step into that always completely on their own. And I think there's a misconception maybe sometimes that leaders don't need coaching or leadership in their world either. But I think could be a great starting point for us. What does that bring up for you?
Yeah, totally. I definitely strongly believe that leaders need leaders almost more than a non-leader. But I guess saying that, I feel like we are all leaders. Like, you're all about like owning your journey, and each of us has a very powerful message and medicine to share with the world. And standing up and owning that in our leadership skills is what's going to ultimately change the world. I think that it's pretty well known that the world is changing very fast right now. And each of us is here for a unique purpose. That's one of my deepest beliefs. And we all have a unique role to play in that. And in order to have that role, we need to stand up in our leadership.
Awesome. I think that's spot on. So so when you talk about purpose and in the way in which you help leaders in that, is it really kind of about awareness for you, like helping them step into an awareness of what that is for them, or just staying in alignment with what that is for them? Like, what is that?
Yeah,
for you, like how do you dig in on those things?
Yeah, I love that. I definitely resonate. It's definitely awareness. It's definitely alignment, and it's a lot about embodiment as well. And so for me, I work with leaders. I feel like we are all leaders. Sorry, the dog.
No worries. We love dogs.
And I'm like, what is that noise in the headphones? It's my mic's picking up. Okay, I'll start with that. All right. So I definitely resonate with all of that. Leadership is definitely about the awareness and the alignment, and a lot about the embodiment. And I work with people who already identify and resonate with the being a leader in one of their hats that we wear. I feel like we all wear so many hats in today's day and age. And stepping into more of what that leadership looks like is about definitely redefining your relationship. It's about getting more clarity on not only your message, but kind of before that, like what is the experiences that you have had in your life, like in the past and also like recently, because over the last few years, we've all collectively been shaken up quite a bit. So there's moments that have really impacted our unique way that we are to show up that have evolved recently. So I teach people how to transmute their energy and their experiences into their leadership and into embodying and owning that, standing more boldly in their truth.
Oh, that is like all the feels right there. Seriously. I love what you do. Would you share with us a little about, your journey, how you got to where you are and what you do? And if I'm not mistaken, you recently like made some pretty big decisions, right? Like and stepped into what you do in a bigger way.
Yeah, totally. That is absolutely right. So my journey started almost about 10 years ago now when I first heard the call to be a nurse. That was when I really heard the first call and accepted like, okay, I'm here to do something purposeful in my life that I never really fathomed in like as my teen. I was only 17 when I was like, okay, like that's what I really need to do. And so I went and I got my nursing degree. I got my job as a nurse, and like a lot of us, I had that destination happiness. Like, okay, like life is going to be perfect when? And then I got there and I was like, oh, this actually really, really sucks. Like I was just miserable. I was depleted. I was like constantly just like dreading my life, like dragging my ass, crying myself to sleep. And it was absolutely miserable. I felt so alone. And also at that time, I was really fixated on the gym. So I felt so out of control and so much in my life. So I was so rigid on controlling what I perceived that I could control, which was like micromanaging my diet and like forcing myself to lift all these weights. And eventually my body was just like, nope. And it was beat up. So that took me to yoga. And I started doing
yoga. Trying to find that balance.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I started doing yin yoga at the gym. No big deal. And that really was the catalyst for me to unlock what it means for me to be a spiritual being. And I don't know if you've ever been to yoga at the gym or any of your listeners are at the gym. It's not really like, it's not a spiritual experience by any means. Like they do not talk about,
it's very different.
Yeah. They do not talk about energy or chakras or like being in balance. It's just like stretch your hips or lift your arms this way. But somehow in there, like my soul knew that something was going on. Because it really cracked me wide open. And I heard the call during my yin yoga class at the gym to look into Kundalini yoga more. And I didn't really know what that even was at all. But I followed my intuition. And I remember registering for a class that day, sitting in the parking lot and going to Kundalini the next day. And I was petrified. Like, I'll be so vulnerable and transparent saying that. I remember tiptoeing up the stairs with my heart racing. And I just didn't know what to expect. And I come out of that class and I was like, holy crap, like, what was that? Like, I had just was so mind blown. And I kept going and I kept practicing. And then before I knew it, my life really started to change. I wasn't like that depleted, exhausted, burnt out anymore. I was like, I felt like I was becoming a conduit and like a vessel of love. And I had so much purpose and passion and presence in every moment of my life. And that's when I really was able to get clear on like, okay, this nursing thing is all right, but it's a part of me. It's not my end journey. And I was so like, I had no idea what was next though. And previous to like finding Kundalini yoga, I had spent years like in that depressed, like not, I don't want to say depressed, maybe, but that like undesirable state of knowing that there was something else for me and feeling like I was just like looking for it. And with the Kundalini, I stopped fixating on looking for it and started fixating on the now. And then all the answers is what came. And so that was, oh my gosh, that was a few years ago now. That's about 3 years ago now. And I had registered for my teacher training later that year. And my intention was never actually to teach. My intention was to learn the science behind what was changing my life, right? Like I have my bachelor of science, like science is important to me. And I just wanted to know why this was affecting my life. Let me tell you, I still don't 100% know. Like I learned that you don't have to have all the answers. Like right?
That might be yoga's greatest gift, right? Yeah. That we don't have to have all the answers. Yeah. Like it brings us so much, but it also leaves us wondering. And that's where we learn, right? Yeah. That curiosity, and that's where we grow. And
totally. I love that. Thank you. Definitely. So nearing the end of my teacher training, I was offered a position to teach at the studio. So there was like 20 students and three of us were offered internship teaching opportunities. Actually, sorry, four of us were. I don't know why I said three. And I was like, okay, well, I can't say no, right? Like I would be a fool to say no to that. So I took up the opportunity and I began teaching, and I never felt more like myself in alignment than I ever did in my life. Like, it's just like the most amazing experience. And around the same time, I also like got my first coach and kind of like played with that idea of starting my own coaching because I knew that I had some way to work with others. And then I really felt the disconnect where I was teaching people yoga and I was seeing all of them have these like amazing experiences, but then I had no idea what was going on after the class or before the class and how that was really changing their lives. And then in my coaching clients, I was really seeing the gap on their awareness and their integration, which are the two main components. And they were still not having all of the tangible results from our coaching we're doing together. So I knew that there needed to be a blend of the two of them so that I could have the most impact and value added to my clients' lives that I know is like true to my soul. So that's how we've kind of come on here as we're at right now, the two of them together. And you mentioned that I was taking a big leap right now. And so I really just made the decision that I need to go full force with this. I made the decision that I can't stay in my nursing profession any longer because it's keeping me small, because it's holding me back from expanding and living my life with as much impact as I can. Not saying that nursing is undervalued. It's just, it's not what's true to me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a huge, I imagine, a huge leap. Right. Because there's some level of stability.
Yeah.
That you're giving up in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Definitely. So yeah, lots of big stuff. Like you, wow. And I think when we talked before, so listeners, I got to talk, you guys get Ashley today, but I got to talk to her, in the last couple of weeks. And, one of the things that she said that I wrote down and put all the stars by was she was talking about being wildly supported.
Yeah.
Like that term or that phrase, those words, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, like when you step into those things, the universe does support you, right? Like, is that a really boiled down version of what you were saying in that conversation? But being wildly supported, what does that, I guess I want to tie that in. You talk about transformational mindset. Mm-hmm. And what I love about that term is that mindset, you know, if you have a mindset, which obviously I talk about consciousness a lot because the idea of mindset, I kind of am still, I struggle with a little bit because to me, it doesn't leave a lot of room for growth and change.
Okay.
When you talk about it in the way that you do about transformational mindset, that's a game changer. When your mindset is of transformation, yeah, right, and all about transformation, you are leaving that room to always be growing,
yeah,
to always be changing, to always step into something else. And, but how would you connect being really wildly supported with the idea of transformational mindset?
Yeah, totally. And so I guess maybe to kind of like backtrack just like a quick second here, I believe that transforming your mindset is expanding your consciousness. So I love how you kind of identified a little bit of a disconnect there for yourself. And I can see how that is definitely. But that's like how I kind of pivoted is it's when you transform your mindset, you're also unlocking and able to expand your consciousness.
Yes, I love that. Well, and I think that speaks to something, right? That one, words are really powerful. Mm-hmm. But what we hear in them and what somebody else hears in them is it's often their own stuff.
Yeah.
Being really intentional with the words that we choose, because those are words that make sense for us in our experience on our journey, but also maybe being really deliberate and intentional about exactly what you just did, explaining what that term means to you. Like, when I use this term, this is what it means to me. And that's why I choose to use that term. And not in a, like, this is the only way to define it, but that's the way that I define it.
Yeah. Totally.
And so when I use that term, that's what I mean.
I love that. Yeah, definitely. And I feel like for me personally, like, I can say that I can transform your mindset, and that's a little bit more tangible than saying, like, I'm going to expand your consciousness. Right?
Yes.
Like, those are all little two different statements. And so I am a consciousness expander for sure, but that's a little bit of a bold statement. So yeah. So you asked me about being wildly supported and expanding your mindset. So typically what I experience personally, and what I witness in my clients as well, is that we are very rigid and fixed when we kind of begin our journey, right? We're not really sure what step to take in the right direction. We don't really have that relationship to ourselves and to our higher self, or whatever that means, right? Like, talking about, it's so open for interpretation. Like, is that God, universe, source, spirit, like whatever that higher, greater purpose is than you. So many people don't necessarily have that true relationship with yourself there. So that's, again, one of the things that I teach in my mentorship program. And I kind of package it as activating your inner compass. So whatever that is, it's open for interpretation, but that allows you to stay fixated at your true north and keep taking the steps that'll get you there more and more and more. And when you're that relationship there, that really comes down to feeling like you're supported in every decision you make. It's not necessarily saying that you have all of the answers all of the time, because let's be honest here, like, there is always that kind of, we do have questions, right? We do have options in our life. We're not supposed to be, or like, we're not only given one choice or one path to take, but that support there is so knowing that whatever step and whatever choice you do make, you are supported. And that when you make that commitment to whatever it is, the universe will like support you there. So I will just like give a very like 3D example of how I've seen that show up in my life in the last few weeks. And when you and I chatted, I was still living in the RV. And my boyfriend and I had no idea that we were even thinking about moving out of the RV. And we had a little bit of a hiccup at the campsite, and things went south really fast there. And I felt very uncomfortable. And within 10 days, we had been like, okay, maybe we should be out of here. And we were out of there, and we found the most amazing house, like biggest and most beautiful house with a huge lot in like not the greatest town, but like it's irrelevant to me to like live in a small town or versus like even like the big town that's closest by isn't really a big town, with a great yard and a huge garden. And it's just like, it's everything off of my list. And it just, that goes to show that like, once I made the decision that we are getting out of there, and I was supported, and I kind of casted that vision of like what I wanted the moving process to look like for me. And I just like went with that and allowed the universe to kind of take care of the rest. And this literally the room that I'm currently sitting in, cause we've moved now. It's the first house I even saw online.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just like knowing like that everything you do, it's going to be supported and it's going to be backed up, and that there's going to be experiences and opportunities that are placed along your path to support you. And that's not to say that there's things that are not going to be in support of you and your decisions that are kind of going to test you, because they might, and they more than likely will, but don't allow those to be deterrents to throw you off your path. And then kind of tying that into the mindset as well, is it's not like, I mean, mindset is so many different components, but not getting twisted and fixated and caught up in that, like that, what if, like, should I do this? Should I do that? Like, and like allowing yourself to kind of have worst case scenarios play out. That's how your mindset kind of supports you in one way to be wild, to allow yourself to be wildly supported. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the other thing that I heard in there, is take action, right? Like, you know, like you have to do something. Mm-hmm. Like you can be paralyzed by indecision, just sitting and sitting and sitting and going, well, should I do this or should I do that? But ultimately, like whatever choice you make is going to lead you somewhere, but that's better than going nowhere. And very little that we do, it's an incredibly short list of things that you can do that are permanent, mm-hmm. that are truly permanent, right? And, you know, when you're thinking in those terms and you realize that I can do this thing, and whether it's that it's only a good thing for, you know, whether it's the right thing for me for a bit, or it's the right thing for me for a long time, or it's not the right thing for me at all, it's not permanent. Like I can make a change.
Yeah.
And that's empowering, right? When you realize that you're not stuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And I think that a lot of that comes with giving yourself permission to just make a decision and to go with it. And also giving yourself permission to decide that, like, okay, this is actually no longer in alignment with myself, and not having that, like, that I failed, like I shouldn't do this, I should have done that, that guilt tripping mindset attached to that, but rather just like, okay, recognizing, acknowledging, being grateful for whatever it is, and then graciously switching paths. Because if we finished on with everything that we like once set out to do, we are more likely, like almost guaranteed, to not be in alignment with our vision and our truth. So there's definitely importance in being fixated on our true north and taking consistent and aligned action all the time. But also we need to be flexible and open to having different opportunities present ourselves, because we never know what we don't know.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think to give a really, an example from my life, right, of that idea, like going way back, because I have a few years on you, but going way back, like when I started in college, I was doing engineering.
Okay.
Okay, to say that I would be a miserable human being is probably a gross understatement. had I like just kept going with that. I ended up with a degree in athletic training, which falls under the sports med umbrella, which was way more, you know, I was much better suited to that. Like, skill set, like, yeah, I can do math and science. Like, and that's why everybody was like, go be an engineer. Yeah. And, but I just remember sitting in these classrooms going, really? Like, this is what we're doing? Okay. Like, just feeling like the life being sucked out of me, yeah. Right? And I wouldn't have identified it as that at the time. Or, you know, I can look back now. And I did feel like it was soul sucking, but I wasn't in this space that I am now to put words to it in that way. I was just like, this is not good. Mm-hmm. Like, that was all I had to say about it. I was like, this was not good. Could I have followed that out? Yeah. And a lot of people do, I'm sure. Right. Like, oh, this is what I'm doing, so I'm just going to keep doing it. And, you know, I could have gone on and done, you know, maybe even incredible work, right, in the field of engineering. But I know this, that what I'm doing now, which is, again, not what I graduated with a degree in. It's just been an ongoing mm-hmm. journey of me showing up for myself, but also me, and I'm not trying to make it about as an example, me learning how to listen to that, learning how to listen to your intuition and honor it, learning how to take those nudges mm-hmm. and use the energy mm-hmm. that you have, instead of using that energy and going like, oh my gosh, this is terrifying because it's a new thing and I don't know what it is. Like, just taking that instead going, actually, this is like, there's some energy here. Like, what can I do with this energy? Yeah. In a way that feels right at a soul level, like, or, you know, just at your core, like when you are doing things in alignment with yourself, you feel that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is not always the easiest. Mm-hmm. but it's also not always, you know, I think the interesting thing is that we can be wildly supported by whatever, the universe, the, you know, spirit source, whatever you want to call that, right? And at the same time, that doesn't mean that all the people in our our world support us, right? Like, that doesn't mean that your family is going to be excited about what you're doing necessarily. Yeah, what would you speak to that a little bit? Like, what has that looked like for you? Has there been any of that kind of pushback from like people that you care deeply about?
Yeah, totally. So I guess like my history, when I was a teenager, I'm very, very, very grateful to have been involved in a church community that, like, I will hands down say that that church saved my life and really put me on the path of being the very devotional earth angel that I am. However, I did feel like that was, I don't want to speak poorly of the church, so I will just like preface that, like, this is particularly my opinion and my experiences, but I did feel like a lot of the church was belief casting. Like, I was told how, what I was supposed to believe and how I was supposed to act. And there was a lot of things that just didn't really resonate and align with me. And so as I kind of stepped out and evolved into that, I've had a lot of like, I mostly feel it like energetically, like when I have my pastor comment on my Facebook posts, like sometimes that's a little uncomfortable. And like very recently, of course, like I better be careful with what I say out loud right now because it's going to happen. Recently, I had three people, my pastor and two other people from my church, comment on one of my Facebook posts. And it was just like the weirdest thing. I haven't heard from anyone in a long time. So every time I do that, like I know that there's some judgment there. And I say that, like I have a little bit of, I don't want to say shame, but yeah, I definitely do have a little bit of shame with like saying that my church has judgment on me, but I do feel like that. And I feel like I can say that honestly from my experiences of being deeply inside of the church as well. So knowing that that's like not just me thinking, oh, there might be shame. Like I'm aware of the judgment. Sorry, not just me saying, oh, there might be judgment. Like I'm aware of the judgment that is casted in that environment. I would say that as well, like my close group of friends, I have a very long-standing group of close friends. They really don't understand me. My best friend of 22 years asked me for the first time a few weeks ago how my business was doing. And that was amazing. But like that just goes to show the level of support that is there for me, right? And I've always been kind of the person that gives advice, and I had to learn the hard way that I have to ask if I can give unsolicited advice. I would always say, do you want the sugar-coated version or do you want Ashley's real truth? Because my friends don't always appreciate my real truth. And let me tell you, since asking that question, I always get the real truth. But before, like if I would dice it to them, like I was not received well. But with that being said, like—
Right. No, yeah. that's really important.
Yeah, right? And asking for permission. Like I recognize that is an important thing as well. So— my partner that I'm with right now, we've been together for less than a year, and that has been like a magical experience. I'll just like throw in their side note. I met my boyfriend on an airplane going to Jamaica less than a year ago, and I've now moved 7 hours to live with him, and we just signed a 1-year lease together. So like that's being supportive. And he has no idea about what I do in my business. Like he is like not a— like he is amazing, but he is not like into any of the things that I'm into. And he is my number one fan. Like he is just like my cheerleader and my sidekick, and he is so amazing. So that is a relationship that I am so, so grateful for. And having that support is really important to me. Likely to say, like, I mean, I'm sure you can resonate with that, like with your husband, like that would be a little bit more challenging if your significant other didn't understand. But I think what I know has been really supportive for me though, is the online space. right? Meeting other like-minded individuals who totally get what you're saying and who want to hear what you have to say and are having very similar experiences is so important. And so often I meet people online that say that as well, that like their friends don't get them, their family doesn't understand what's kind of going on. And that's hard to own your journey, to stand in your authentic truth, and to feel like you're supported when the world that's directly around you doesn't really make a whole, like they don't really understand you, right? They're questioning what you're doing. And what I would say to that is like, I don't want to say like, screw them all, like just like, do your own thing, but connect to your core and to what is like really true for you. And those things that you're being like, that are triggering other people, that are, those are, or I guess let me reframe that. Sorry. What other people are saying to you and are casting judgment on you, those are like, you're triggering them with something that you're doing. And that is more so a reflection of what's true for that person rather than what's really true for you. So allowing yourself to be detached from their judgment and their perception so that you can be free, release those energetic attachments, and own and hold on to what's really true for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's, that is, that's it. I mean, really, truly. Yeah. And to touch on what you said, right. Like, so in my previous marriage, I was definitely not, was not supported in those ways. And there's a lot there to dig in on.
Of course.
But I was definitely not supported in that way. So yeah, to now be in a place like, you know, I'm not married and I am way more supported by the people that surround me. And that is huge. It's amazing how even when you can, when you grow in your own confidence and awareness of who you are and what is in alignment with you, having just even one person supporting you gives you so, or and like you were speaking to, you know, like your boyfriend doesn't get what you do necessarily, but he is there rooting you on every step of the way. And having one, even one person kind of just like there for you in that way, like showing up for you in that way, is a game changer because, you know, we are mind and body. And so, you know, we are all these things. We have ego and we have a physical body and those things have certain needs. So being met in that, right, does give you then that little boost maybe that you need to then step into that thing. What is that kind of?
Yeah, I completely agree that having just one person even is like so game changer, and that like having like your, those people that are in your life that aren't necessarily resonating, that once probably did be there, that aren't supporting you, that's really blocking the opportunity to have people come into your life that are fully supporting you as well. And that's a challenging lesson to set those boundaries, but they're definitely necessary to allow those kind of floodgates to open up, to have those people that are in your resonance with you. And I guess what was coming up for me that while you were chatting there is that the need for human to human connection is so profound. Like if you think of a newborn baby, like what's the first thing that we do? Nurse Ashley says, of course, we place that baby nude on mom's chest. Right? Like that is what our, one of our first needs are as a human, is to have that intimate connection with other people. It's to be seen. It's to be heard. It's to be felt. It's to know that you are like, you're being understood by somebody else. And so that's why it's so important to have at least one person that you can totally, totally like jam out with and connect to and be just like, you're totally yourself. And not having to feel like you have some like masks put on. And I guess like I will say that the first person that I actually felt like I could be so raw and vulnerable with along my journey was actually my first coach that I hired. And that was like the space that she held for me was so admirable. And that's something that I pride myself in bringing to my clients as well, is I didn't feel like I had that that outlet in my life at all. And just showing up and being so raw and transparent with her, I also noticed my other relationships in my life were beginning to evolve as well, because I was like putting out that energy and resonating on that like total authentic vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. That. Oh, so much of that. I have a friend who doesn't, we don't live geographically near one another anymore. And just as life does, we, are not in communication as much as we used to be. Certainly, but her name came up in a conversation one day, and I was describing like what she is to me, like what she means to me or whatever. What you were just describing was, I was like, yeah, like, so Amanda, if you're listening, shout out, like, keep rocking things in Nashville there. But, she created this, she holds space in this incredible way that allows you to just be yourself. And oh, like, and not in this like positive, like everything is awesome sort of way, right? Like, but just in this like, no, like, you're right, today is really hard, right? Like, today is hard, like this thing that's going on or that you're going through or that's happening, even if we think of it in terms of it's happening for me, it still sucks in that moment, right? Like, but that, she was so, such a huge part of my journey and me stepping into things, and stepping into more and more into alignment with myself. And then it's been interesting to watch, like, I can look and go, yeah. And like, because of, you know, circumstances and things being as they are, I don't communicate with her as much now, but it's been really cool to see the people that have been placed in my life that kind of, but that do those things too, and maybe in a different way that I wasn't truthfully probably ready for before. And so I think like that, I love to be able to see that, whether it's my own life or watching somebody else's journey, or being a part of that for somebody. When somebody says to me, like, I can just be myself when I'm with you. Like, oh, like my heart like simultaneously breaks and rejoices, right? Like, because I break, you know, my heart breaks with them that they were not feeling that supported from anywhere else. That is sort of those little that, you know, when you feel like you need confirmation, like when you are having those days where you're like, am I doing the right things here? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing right now? Like, I don't have those kind of things going on. And I don't have those doubts now because, in my own business, and I talked to you a bit about this, Ashley, is, you know, I've pivoted my business into the coaching that I do now, as opposed to the personal training that I was doing. And I do still have, some personal training clients, and I love them, and I love working with them in that way. And it's really amazing to do that. But at the same time, like this stuff, like, I'm like,
I got so much confirmation. Like, this is what I was that, like the presence of spirit and energy just like flowing through me. I'm like, so, oh yeah, like that is, you are so right where you're supposed to be. Like, hell yeah, sister. And you're so welcome. I definitely resonate so deeply with having people say back to you, like, I just feel like I can be myself with you. And that's actually a comment that I get quite regularly. People tell me I have a very soft, open energy. And I am so, like, that's always the way that I've been. And it is like such a privilege and an honor to be that person, to hold space for other people. Like, it is so invaluable in my opinion. And I'm still learning the magnitude of impact that that has the ability to make. And it is so beautiful, right? is the journey, and that's so much a part of it, right? Like, we're talking, kind of circling totally back here about being a leader and being in leadership. It's the journey of being that and becoming that. It's not about the end destination. It's what you learn and who you get to become and who you get to cross paths with along the way. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. I love that. And I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. But something about that feels like a really great spot to kind of wind this down. But I would love for you to just kind of verbally give people, your, like, how they can reach out and contact and connect with you. And everything will be also posted. So don't freak out if you don't write it down fast enough, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me over on Instagram at Ashley, or on Facebook by my name that I won't even say to you. You can just see it in the show notes because you won't be able to spell that anyway. As well, I co-lead a free Facebook community called the Unbound Leader Collective. And this is a playground for conscious female leaders to really expand, rise, learn, and grow as a group together. And that is one of my most favorite places to hang out on the World Wide Web. So that would be where I would highly recommend that you pop on over to say hello. And of course, wherever you're connecting with, be sure to let me know that you heard me on Susan's podcast.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Ashley, so much. For your time and your energy and just your words, but really your presence is so powerful. So even however many miles apart, I have to say that
you're so welcome. Thank you so very much for having me. It's been such a pleasure. And actually, as we were sitting here, I was thinking, I was like, what a miracle this crazy internet thing is. Like, I feel like I am just like snuggled up beside you under a blanket. Just like, I feel so connected to you right now. And yet, like, like you said, millions of thousands, maybe not millions, but right. Like, yeah, it's such a blessing and a miracle. So thank you so very much for having me. And thank you for holding this space for myself and others.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Journeyers Podcast. To connect with me, your host, Susan Clark, check me out on Insta at HT Performance LLC. Email me at susan.clark@healthtrainingperformance.com, or just check out my website, healthtrainingperformance.com. I'd love to hear from you and hear about anybody you know who has an amazing story of resilience and authenticity. Have a great day.